One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
The house seemed perfect at first glance, a century-old farmhouse nestled at the edge of a quiet, idyllic town. For Sarah and her two children, it was a fresh start, a place where memories could be made and life could settle into a comfortable rhythm. But as they would soon discover, appearances can be deceiving. It began subtly. A decorative cross falling from a window, whispers in the night and fleeting shadows in the corner of their vision. At first, Sarah dismissed these occurrences as quirks of an old home and the overactive imaginations of her children. But as the days turned to weeks, the strange happenings grew more frequent and more sinister. What do you do when the very walls of your sanctuary seem to turn against you? When your every attempt at understanding is met with resistance from an unseen force. For Sarah, it became a daily battle to protect her family, her sanity, and her belief in reality itself. Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, I'm not sure where to begin. The house was supposed to be our fresh start, a place where my children and I could build something new. It's strange to think back on how optimistic I felt when we first moved in. How the creaky floors and drafty windows seemed charming. Little did I know, those were just the first whispers of something darker. The first real oddity happened on a warm summer afternoon. I had two mirrored crosses hanging in the mudroom window. They weren't just decorations. They gave me a sense of protection, however symbolic. One day, while the kids and I were out, the bottom cross fell. When I returned, I found it wedged in the window frame, standing upright as if it had been deliberately placed there to prop the window open. That window is heavy, nearly impossible to move without significant effort. Yet there it was, cracked at the base from the impact, and I told myself it was nothing. Maybe I'd hung it improperly, or the vibrations of the house settling had somehow dislodged it. But as the weeks passed, I couldn't shake the feeling that I was being watched. Not by my neighbors or a passerby, this was something else. The shadows came next. At first, I thought it was my son. He had a habit of darting around the house, quick and energetic, but every time I turned to call out to him, he wasn't there. He was in another room entirely, playing with his toys or reading a book. My daughter started noticing it too, movement out of the corner of her eye, figures standing just out of reach. Sometimes they resembled us. as if the house was mimicking our family. It sounds ridiculous even now writing this, but it happened. One evening, I was cooking dinner while the kids played upstairs. I saw my daughter walk past the kitchen doorway, her long hair swinging as she moved. I called out to her, asking if she wanted to set the table, but she didn't answer. When I went to find her, she was still in her room, completely unaware of what I'd seen. My son, David, began having his own experiences. One day, he swore he saw a hooded figure in the hallway. He described it in vivid detail, a dark silhouette, standing perfectly still, almost his height but slightly taller. He said it wouldn't move unless he turned to look at it, and then it would pace, staying just out of arm's reach. The figure never got closer than 8 feet, but its presence was enough to send chills down his spine. It growled at him once, a low, guttural sound that he swears wasn't human. David started changing after that. He became quieter, more withdrawn. I could see the fear in his eyes whenever he spoke about the figure. The longer he ignored it, the longer it stayed. A cruel game of endurance that seemed to drain him of his usual energy. I began keeping a journal documenting every strange event. It didn't take long to notice a pattern. The activity always escalated when we had guests or during particularly stressful times. It was as if the house fed off the tension, amplifying the fear until it became unbearable. My sister noticed it too, shadows growing darker, footsteps in parts of the house where no one was. It all culminated during a family event. My children's estranged grandfather came to visit for the first time in years. The shadows grew more frequent in the days leading up to his arrival. Heavy footsteps echoed through the house at night, and the air felt thick, almost suffocating. When he left, it was as if the house sighed in relief. The shadows receded and the tension ebbed, but the silence was anything but comforting. Things didn't stay quiet for long. Not long after my children's grandfather visited, an old friend from high school needed a place to stay. He was going through a divorce and had nowhere else to go. I didn't think twice about letting him crash in our spare room for a few weeks, but from the moment he arrived, the house felt different. Started small, blinds rustling when no windows were open, the faint sound of footsteps on the stairs, but then it escalated. One night around 2:30 in the morning, I woke up to the sound of my wooden blinds shaking violently. Our cat usually rustles them when she wants to go outside, so I assumed it was her. But when I got to the window, she wasn't there. She'd been outside all night. I'd forgotten to let her in before bed. The cat became our reluctant sentry. She started acting erratically, pacing the hallways, hissing at empty spaces, and refusing to go into certain rooms. On more than one occasion, she blocked me or the kids from leaving our rooms, standing at the doorway with her hair raised, growling and swiping at us if we tried to pass. Once, after I heard footsteps while talking on the phone, she lashed out at me, clawing deep enough to draw blood. The cuts were so bad, I probably should have gotten stitches. The worst part was how her behavior mirrored the house's energy. When the activity spiked, she became impossible to handle, biting, scratching, and even attacking guests. After the pastor blessed the house, she quieted for a while, but it didn't last. The blessing, much like everything else we tried, was a temporary fix. The hooded figure returned shortly after my friend moved out. David was its favorite target. He began seeing it not just in the house, but outside too, lurking in the backyard or at the edge of the driveway. He told me he could feel it watching him, even when he couldn't see it. I remember one night he came into my room shaking. "It's waiting for me," he said. "It wants me to see it." We tried to fight back, another blessing, smudging with sage, even a spiritual medium who claimed the house had layers of energy. But no matter what we did, it always came back. It was like the house itself refused to let go of its grip on us. The final straw happened a few months ago. I had been documenting everything in my journal, every shadow, every growl, every moment that left us questioning our sanity. One morning, I went to add another entry, but something was off. The journal was no longer where I had left it. When I found it, pages were out of order, and a sentence had been scrawled at the bottom of the last entry. "It's not your home, it's ours." I didn't write it, Tony. No one in the house did. And yet, there it was, clear as day. The house still stands, and so do we, for now. The activity ebbs and flows, but it never really goes away. I often wonder if it's tied to the land or to us, if moving would even make a difference. The questions haunt me as much as the shadows do. What do you do when the thing you fear most isn't something you can see, but something that's always there, lurking just out of reach? Sincerely, Sarah. There's a certain weight to Sarah's story that lingers, isn't there? A creeping sense of unease that gnaws at the edges of reason. What begins as an old house with quirks slowly transforms into something much darker, something that doesn't just intrude on their home, but on their very sense of safety. Now let's step back and consider the possibilities. From a psychological standpoint, could this all be the result of stress and suggestion? Sarah is a single mother with two kids managing a home with a rich, possibly turbulent history. It's not uncommon for heightened emotions, sleep deprivation, or even environmental factors to play tricks on the mind. Carbon monoxide leaks, for example, have been known to cause hallucinations in older homes. Could that explain the hooded figure, the whispers, and the strange behavior of the cat? But then, there are the details that defy simple explanation. The journal entry that appeared out of nowhere. The consistent pattern of disturbances around emotionally charged events and the eerie intelligence of the activity. Paranormal theorists often point to residual energy or entities that attach themselves to people, places, or even objects. If that's the case, it's no surprise the house grows restless when tensions run high. And what about the cat? Animals are said to be more attuned to the supernatural. Their instincts sharpened beyond what we can perceive. Was it protecting Sarah and her children? Or was it reacting to something it couldn't escape? The most unsettling part of this story isn't the shadows or the growls, but the question of intent. Whatever is in that house doesn't seem random. It watches, waits, and reacts as if it's playing a game with the family. But what is it after? Is it a spirit tied to the land? A manifestation of unresolved trauma, or something even more sinister that thrives on fear and chaos? Sarah's story reminds us that some mysteries refuse to be solved. The unseen has a way of challenging what we believe to be true, leaving us to grapple with questions we may never answer. For now, one thing is certain. The shadows in Sarah's home are far from ordinary. As always, the truth is out there. But it may not be what we're ready to find.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.